What's the timeline look like for you right now in terms of when you leave for Pasadena and when you have to get ready?
Well, I think that it's an everyday process for getting ready. You know, we're trying to figure out, because it is around the holidays, and it's also my birthday on the 21st. So the schedule, as far as I know, is my sister, up until now, my sister's flying in on the 20th, and then my birthday is the 21st, and then my mom is throwing a little wedding shower on the 22nd, and then we're going to go out and have a little bachelorette party the evening of the 22nd, and then, of course, that Monday and Tuesday is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and then we fly out on Friday. So, I mean, it's a whirlwind. It's a whirlwind of a schedule. It's nonstop.
Yeah, it's going to go by quick.
If one of you sneezes, I get that it's going to have gone by.
Right, exactly.
And getting ready to leave is crazy. We have to board the dogs. We have to pack. So it's definitely a lot of planning involved with it. If we do it right, we're going to be okay, but it's a lot of planning.
Once you get out here to Pasadena, when do you first see the float on which you're going to be riding?
Sure, when we're going to see the float for the first time. I think it would be on float judging day, but I'm not sure.
Either that or rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, maybe rehearsal.
Maybe the 30th, is it?
Yeah, 30. We're not exactly sure yet.
31st.
I see it on pictures, though. I'm a fan of the Phoenix Decorating Company on Facebook, so I've seen the pictures, and I watched the Farmers Insurance people doing the dry decorating last week. So that was pretty amazing, seeing how many people it takes to work on the float.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
What goes through your mind when you see people working on a float on which you're going to get married in 28 days?
I guess just being thankful that we have been given this opportunity, and just being thankful to all the people that helped make this happen.
Yeah. Putting the hard work in for, you know, an awesome float for us to get married on.
Yeah, and they're all volunteers, so they're not doing this for money or for anything in return. So it's thankful that there's so many people involved with it.
This is going to be the most amazing thing. You know, it seems like something always goes wrong every time somebody plans a wedding. Do you have any stories of that nature so far?
Well, there's a classic story that we hope doesn't come true in this particular circumstance, where in our family, the last couple of years, one of our family members has always missed the nuptials at one of their sister's or brother's weddings. So we're trying to make that not happen this time, because that would be bad.
We don't want any absentee brides or grooms here.
Exactly. Well, the bride and groom will make it, but maybe a brother or sister might accidentally miss it. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that we're going to break the cycle on that one.
Yeah.
Have you heard yet about the logistics of the float itself? Who's going to be marrying you? What time the wedding's happening? Anything of that nature?
We don't know who the officiant is, but the estimated time that I know of is going to be, I think, 8 a.m. Pasadena time.
How exciting. As we wrap things up here, what would you say has been your favorite experience so far with the contest and with getting ready for your wedding on the float?
For me, it would be going out and campaigning to get votes to win this contest. We met some terrific people that we've, you know, never met before. So, you know, experiencing, you know, different businesses, all the people that we've met, all the new friends we've made.
We made a ton of new friends,
yeah.
And it was really great going out and talking to people and telling them our story and getting to meet them and learn their stories. And we've really made a lot of new relationships that we're going to carry on. And then we got to spend a lot of time with our family and friends. And it was amazing seeing all of our friends on Facebook vote. I mean, I've got to give it to everyone that was out there. They were diligently on there every day voting. And everyone that we met was diligently out there every day voting. I mean, there's just so many, I couldn't even name them all. And all the new people have been great. Everybody was great.
The whole experience has just been awesome.